We're going to head to Kalamazoo and be joined by Western Michigan head coach Tim Lester. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Ken. I'm good.
Well, obviously the keys to the game on Saturday were the ability for Western Michigan to run the ball and to control Georgia State's quarterback. And I'd say you did both with a 57-10 win over Georgia State. When looking at the film, talk about the performance by your Broncos.
You know, I was happy with the way we played, and, you know, we knew we had to get the ground game going, and we were able to get our running backs in to the second level, and you know, we threw it a little bit. We were efficient when we threw it, which is good, and biggest thing was keeping Ellington off balance, you know, and we were able to get after him, and we sacked him a couple times, and they still had some success offensively early. And then once we got a lead, then they had to press a little bit. But, I mean, offensively, we knew that their offense was really talented and it was going to be a battle. It might even be a shootout type game, but we're able to – defense played great. We tackled well, kept everything in front of us, and, you know, got a victory. It was a good team win.
Comment on, obviously, the performance by Levante Bellamy with his first half, and then overall just the effectiveness of your running game with the 7 rushing touchdowns.
You know, it was great. I mean, a lot of them, John made good decisions on looking at coverage and making run pass decisions, and we're able to get him to the second level. I challenged him after his first touchdown to make somebody miss, because the first touchdown he didn't even have to do that, and he did. He made the third level people miss as the game went on, and we got our young running back, Sean Tyler, going, which was fun to watch. And O-line obviously played great. And so it was a great job by the O-line. Great job. I challenged him last week that we hadn't been running the ball good enough. Obviously, we played Michigan State, which made it tough, but still wanted and expected more out of him, and they answered the call.
Talk about the defensive side of the play, and certainly linebacker, Metrishawn Hayward, and his performance in the victory.
Yeah, Trey was all over the field. He's really coming into his own right now. You know, he's really, really fast linebacker and a good striker. And, you know, he understands the defense. I think the game has finally slowed down for Trey. And, you know, he's playing everything inside out. Last year he played a little bit, but he was a little bit out of control. And as the game slowed down, he's in a nice groove right now, getting sacks. He caused another sack where – he didn't get the sack, but he kept the push the quarterback out of the pocket over to Ollie, and Ollie Fayed had a sack because of Trey. So he did a great job, and, you know, we expect hopefully more of that out of him.
Looking ahead to this week with another opportunity and going on the road to see an ACC opponent with Syracuse, when you take a look at film, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
Well, obviously, their defensive front, I mean, they're a physical group up there, you know, and they fly around and they can hit you. And I think they're secondary. I think most of them are back, and they do a great job of man coverage. So, I mean, there's a huge challenge for us offensively to move the ball. And, you know, other than just making plays, I mean, I watched a Clemson game, and Clemson, you know, caught a bunch of jump balls. It's not like there were guys running wide open, you know, and then defensively, you know, Coach Babers has always been able to put up points, and we're going to have to make sure we're ready for quick throws and DeVito to get rid of the ball and get it to his playmakers in open space, and they'll play fast, which is always a challenge. So we got a lot to prepare for.
When you take a look at a Syracuse game, obviously you played them last year in the opener. Is that a benefit with facing them 2 consecutive years?
I think so. I mean, we know what we're going up against. I mean, they got after us pretty good last year, and we came back in the second half once we calmed down and started playing. But, you know, it's good to, you know, for our guys to face a lot of these guys before. And I thought our second half was pretty solid last year. You know, first half, like I said, they came out running and ran it right down our throats, and there was nothing we could do offensively. We waited to the third quarter to wake up. So, you know, we got to go out there and be awake and attack them from the get-go and have a shot to make it a good game.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Lester and all of our coaches throughout today's call. Obviously, with earlier in the season, heading on the road and playing certainly games at Michigan State and now getting ready, how much will a road game at Michigan State help you in prep with heading out to Syracuse?
You know, I hope it helps. I mean, the Dome is a really cool place. I mean, it's a different place, and, you know, our guy, it's pretty cool that our kids get a chance to go play in it. I think as a college venue, it's one of the most unique places in the country. Having coached there before, I really enjoy being there. And so I know our kids will enjoy that atmosphere, and, you know, but I know they just want to get out there and play. But I know on Friday when we go over there and look at the place, they'll get a kick out of it, and we got to show up on Saturday and make sure we're ready to play.
You know, obviously for you offensively, seeing the success with the running game, but it all comes back to being turnover free, doesn't it?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, John took care of the ball. I mean, that was our biggest problem last game, is John made two bad decisions and we turned it over twice. You know, our defense got three turnovers on Saturday and our offense didn't have any. So, you know, John's taking care of the ball. He'll have to continue to do that for us to win games. And, you know, he's never been a guy that's careless with the ball. We got to make sure it stays that way.
Well, Tim, thank you for your time. Congratulations on the big win over Georgia State. We'll let you get back to preparation for Syracuse, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Thanks, Ken.
Thank you so much, Tim. Tim Lester and his Western Michigan Broncos in a 57-10 win over Georgia State in that contest. Again, running back Levante Bellamy, 192 yards rushing and three touchdowns overall for the Broncos, setting a school record, seven rushing touchdowns in that victory. And again, defensively, linebacker Trishawn Hayward, career-high 15 tackles, 1.5 sacks, 1.5 tackles for loss, and a forced fumble in that contest. For Western Michigan, they will be on the road at Syracuse this coming Saturday, September 21st. That game, a noon kickoff, and available on the ACC Network.